And today I'm going to give you a quick overview of Siri, the new virtual assistant on the iPhone 4S. Quick story is, I wasn't going to upgrade to the 4S because I was happy with my iPhone 4 with the new iOS that I just upgraded. However, I heard that what I thought was going to be like a Dragon dictation program was much more than that. And that's what they call Siri, which, as you see here on Apple's site, and what I'm going to show here in a second on the phone, is Siri is much, much more than a dictation service that you may have used in the past, where you had to speak in a robotic fashion in order to have it work for you. And even when it did work, it was something that needed serious editing. This is robust, very little editing necessary, and you can speak to it as you're watching a video that Apple shows here. You can speak to it in a way that you and I are talking. You and I would have a conversation just as you can have a conversation with Siri. Siri understands what you say. Tell my wife I'm running late. Any good burger joints around here? And it goes on and on. It knows what you mean. And once you input into Siri who you are, you tag which contact you are, and if you have home and work address in there, it will know where you are or how to get from where you are to home or work. And I'll show you some other examples of simple uses that you can use Siri for. So basically, you hit settings, you go into general, and then Siri is right there. You click on Siri. You'd want to pick the language that you want. It's multi-language, English Australia, English UK, English US, French or German. I'll check English. Voice feedback, yes, you'll hear Siri talk back to me. My info, I have me tagged, and raise to speak is on. You can turn that off. You can raise to speak like so. I'll show you. What's the temperature outside?
It's hot outside.
82 degrees. Pulls up the temperature and the forecast for today. And then you can touch the button or raise to the ear. Where am I right now?
Here's your current location.
If you're like me, I need a GPS with me at all times. I am not the best navigator, so GPS saves me a lot of time. Well, here with Siri, you know where you are. Obviously, you set on the location services, knows where you are, and then you can ask for directions, for instance. How do I get from here to home? Once you've tagged
Here are directions to Tambiel home address.
Your contact anywhere you are to home, directions are a whisper away from Siri. Now I'm using it with my hands. You can use it hands-free with your Apple thing. You press the button here, hold it, and you'll hear Siri beep. You can speak to her, and she'll reply back. But obviously, if I had the earphones in, you wouldn't be able to hear it. But that is something you can do while driving, and I'll give an example of texting. You can also determine who your relatives are. And your friends and your boss and your coworkers, all that fun stuff, and it will designate that for you. So I've designated two contacts as my sisters. Siri, send a text message to my sister Christy. I'm looking forward to whooping your butt in bowling soon, period.
Here's your message to Christy Payne. It says, "I'm looking forward to working your butt in bowling soon."
I'm not looking forward to working
Ready to
her
send
butt,
it?
but whooping.
Okay, I
Whooping
won't send
is
it.
not a common word. So anyhow, a more common text message. Send a text to my sister Christy. It was great seeing you last weekend, period. I look forward to bowling with you and the kids again soon, period.
Here's your message to Christy Payne. It says, "It was great seeing you last weekend. I look forward to the bowling with you and the kids again soon." Ready to send it?
Yes.
Okay, I'll send it.
Send an email to my sister Jennifer.
Which email address for Jennifer Payne? What's the subject of your email?
What's the name of the resort we're staying at? Question mark.
Okay, what would you like the email to say?
Just curious what the name of the resort is that we'll be staying at when in St. Thomas, period.
Here's your email to Jennifer Payne. Ready to send it?
No. Add love, comma, Tom.
To continue, you can send, cancel, change subject, or change message.
Change message.
Okay, what would you like the email to say?
Just curious what the name of that resort is that we'll be staying at for your wedding in St. Thomas, period. Also, this is a test that I'm showing people how to use Siri on the iPhone 4S, period. Love you, comma, Tom.
Here's the email message to Jennifer Payne. Ready to send it?
Yes. Sent. Cool. So, what's the temperature in Rochester, New York?
It's currently 54 degrees in Rochester, New York.
With the rain going, okay. Oops, my sister replied. What time is it in Australia?
The time in Canberra, Australia is 5:13 a.m.
Remind me in 5 minutes to send an email to the team about Monday morning's meeting at 9 a.m.
Here's your reminder. It says, send an email to the team about Monday morning's meeting at 9 a.m. Shall I create it?
Yes.
Okay, I'll remind you.
Schedule an appointment for Monday at 11:30 a.m. for yoga.
Okay, I set up your appointment for tomorrow. Are you ready for me to schedule it?
Yes. So you're seeing an example of how this can
be
useful.
I put it on your calendar for tomorrow.
How this can be useful. Setting reminders. Wake me tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m.
Setting the alarm. You already have an alarm set at 6:30 a.m. I turned it on for you.
So, alarms, reminders, calendars, emails, text messages, Google searches, restaurants. What are some restaurants that are near me?
You have one alarm at 6:30 a.m.
What are some restaurants that are near me?
I found a number of restaurants fairly close to you.
It's pretty much, you know, very helpful. How about something like, where's the nearest Walmart?
I found six places matching Walmart. Two of them are fairly close to you.
Use your imagination as to how and you know, just what you can put this to use for. Google searches. Google search Tom Beal.
Searching for Tom Beal.
Cool. Google search. My sister replied to a text I sent through her, through Siri. You can do Google searches. You can search for things that are close to you. And then you can do some funny things. Siri also is full of funny surprises. So it's... How old are you, Siri?
Does this concern you?
No. Okay, so you can ask it all sorts of funny questions like, what's the purpose of life?
This might answer your question.
Life purposes. What's the meaning of life?
Life, the condition that distinguishes animals and plants from inorganic matter, including the capacity for growth, reproduction, functional activity, and continual change preceding death.
What's 694 divided by 3.2?
This might answer your question.
Any mathematics equations, I mean, the answer to that is 231.3333. So any mathematical questions are obviously answered. Weather, time zones, call people, text people, email people, Google searches, things that are near you, how to get from where you are to where you want to go, any addresses that you have for any of your friends, how do I get from here to such and such's name, all of that is at your beck and call. So there's much, much more to the iPhone 4S than just a standard phone. This is technically a virtual assistant at your side 24 hours a day, but not just any virtual assistant, something that has the knowledge of all of Google, all of math, all of locations, all of weather, all of time zones, anything you can possibly think of is pretty much right here at your fingertips. It's literally ask and you shall receive has come to fruition with the help of Siri. So not to mention it can play playlists, it can play a particular song. So if you know one song you want to hear or one artist you want to hear, it will play that. And you can do something like, oops, I may have turned it off. You can turn off the setting if it's locked or not locked. I'm not sure what my setting is. Play You're Going to Miss This.
Okay, let's hear You're Gonna Miss This.
Trace Atkins song. So there's my reminder that I just set while we were on this demonstration. She reminded me. So think of the possibilities of having the smartest virtual assistant you could imagine at your side 24 hours a day. So I hope this is helpful. And think of all the funny things that you can ask Siri. There's much more to Siri than meets the eye. So I hope this was helpful, and I look forward to hearing from you some great ways to put Siri to use and make the most from it. So until then, make today great. Talk with you soon.